You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I've always wanted to stand when I'm using when I'm on the radio.
Why?
Like McAfee.
I feel like I talk better when I.
He always has like a leg up too, right?
Yeah.
He's always
McAfee.
He has weird.
He's yeah. doing this weird. Thing.
He's got a leg up on us, all right.
We saw him like last.
He's doing this.
Last week he was like doing something from a training camp where his full leg I think was like across the desk. And like,
wow, he's, like, how does he do
flexible.
That?
I don't know.
Punter.
It seems uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Punter. What do you guys ever think about how their abbreviation for their show is? Premenstrual syndrome.
I've never thought of it actually.
Me neither.
I think about it all the time.
Never thought
all
about
the
it.
Time?
They must not work with a lot of women, because that's what PMS means to like half the population.
So we shouldn't do that.
PMS.
I mean, it's the Pat McAfee
well,
show.
Well, PMSing is something I associate with like awfulness, with being ill, with feeling uncomfortable.
Right.
And I wouldn't want that associated with my podcast.
I guess that makes sense, but if you're going to shorten the name and abbreviate it, it would be PMS. Or
yeah.
How about TPMS?
Mm.
Well, they could have done Pat McAfee podcast.
PMP.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't like it. Mm. I don't like Pat McAfee podcast.
How do you feel like calling your show a podcast versus a show?
I still call it a show.
Yeah, do you think there's like a stigma there?
Well, we are a show. We do video and audio.
I call it a radio show, though.
Yeah well, that's just
I do.
Yeah.
Like, you listen to the radio show today?
Yeah.
It's not on the radio.
Mm.
Yeah. It's problematic.
It's the new radio, though.
So in your dream, you're just walking.
Podcasting's the new radio?
Yeah.
Smetty?
Yes.
Is podcasting the new radio?
100%.
Really?
Podcasting is the new everything.
No, because I think radio, I was just reading an article, actually, where radio, local radio in particular, is doing great.
Well, that's your problem, because you're reading an article. And the article's written by someone that's not going to let it go.
Yeah, if you heard it on a podcast, however, then it might be good information.
Got it.
So you just want to stand. Why don't you just stand? Why don't you stand
you want to change places?
No. I'm saying for the show, if you're comfortable standing, why don't you just stand tomorrow? You think it's going to throw everything off?
Well, stand where? I mean, that studio's tiny. Like, stand.
Right at your desk.
You just stand up and hold the microphone. Or why don't, like.
I'll try it.
We get you, like, an extended one.
We record, like, podcasts at your house. You're always sitting. Why don't you just stand?
Perhaps I'll try that.
You should try that today.
I think it'd be better for my voice and for, you know.
I don't think it has any impact.
The phlegm. No?
Yeah.
I think it does.
Like standing around, like, a stand up set. Right? Yes. Like, kind of walking around.
I have to tell. Everybody here now will be in on a little secret that I need to tell you, so don't tell anyone.
Because we're doing this post game in a totally separate studio from where we did the rest. We're doing it in a closet.
We're doing it.
It's the secret closet.
With all respect, this used to be the music dome, okay? Mm-hmm. So.
There was almost a murder here.
Too soon.
Not a murder.
There was almost a murder.
No.
It was manslaughter at the least.
At the best. Anyway, so Sugat, do you remember
manslaughter
last
sounds
week?
Worse.
It does sound worse.
Yeah. It kind of does.
It does.
Yeah.
Slaughter.
I'm squatting now for those of you.
You are squatting.
Just everyone.
Doing it, but I didn't want to do it.
Why not? Well, your shorts are too.
Well, no, now I'm
it's
just
dangerous
see
game.
I've seen you squat.
Yeah. Crisscross applesauce.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay, so Sugat, the other day we recorded a podcast with Shams.
Not a radio show.
No podcast.
Got it.
Even though it was on video, but we didn't release the video.
The new
Wait,
radio.
So that's a question.
Oh.
If we record it on video but don't release the video, is it a podcast or a show?
Podcast.
Mm. But if we put out the video, then is it a show?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was also thinking Pat McAfee could change his show name to the Pat McAfee Daily Diary, PMDD.
Daily Diary. You're thinking a lot about the Pat McAfee show.
That's a joke that a few women will get because PMDD is a premenstrual dysphoric disorder. There's commercials for it all the time and medicines you can take to help your symptoms. But
would then he be making light of PMDD?
I feel like he's making light of PMS, Billy.
Do you?
I do.
Awareness to it? Or
I'm not sure. I don't think so. Never heard him address it head on. So,
You should call in.
Yeah.
You should call in. We should do that. We should have you call in. Yeah. We should do that. Can you do it?
I'm not going to do it.
Does he take calls?
I don't think he takes calls.
Oh, I miss calls.
Then it's not a radio show.
Right, it's not.
True. That's
you gotta take
true.
Calls.
Yeah. Calls are an integral part of a radio show.
You gotta hang up on people. You do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Stugatz, here's the secret. When we had Shams on, I don't know if you remember what was going on before the interview. Do you?
Something with his hair?
No, not that. Yes, that was. Yes. Okay. We talked to him about his hair. Nothing. Yeah. We were just talking about his hair routine.
Something with my mic?
Your mic, yeah. There was all kinds of issue with Stugatz's mic, which always happens. I think the latest edition of the microphone issue this time had to do with the cable that plugs into the mic vanished or broke or something.
It stripped.
Something
like
happened.
The wire stripped.
Something happened to the wire that should never happen to the wire if it was just sitting there. So I'm still not 100% sure what happened to it or how it happened.
Hmm.
I don't.
Infinity took a chunk out of it.
What did happen to it?
Well, it's your secrets.
Okay, so we're having major audio issues, but also Shams was about to be there. And the audio issues are always discovered like 2 minutes before we're supposed to record, right? Which just throws absolutely everything off.
Right.
So Stugatz was recording on just the MacBook audio.
I was.
And I was like, I was kind of like fibbing, but I was like, it's fine. It sounds great, whatever. Because I knew we're going to have to do this and the time is limited. And also, it was right before we had to go to Topgolf for the mystery crate and the charity thing, right? So there was kind of like a deadline. So I told him, it sounds fine, it sounds good. Because it did, it sounded fine, right? So this week, over the weekend, someone picked up the audio of Shams telling the Kevin Durant story about how the Heat were never really like actively pursuing him.
Right.
So we saved the audio. Yesterday on the show, we played the audio of him telling that story. You asking the question, him telling the story.
Right.
Uh-oh,
when we played the audio, I swear to God, Stugatz, you're not going to believe this. When we played the audio, Woody goes, sound quality's pristine. And I was like,
wow, we got one past him.
I was like, maybe the sound quality's not always as bad as it sounds. And it's just like I have the solution to that bad audio and doesn't know that we didn't use. By the way, have you fixed that solution?
No.
Okay, so then we're going to run into that problem again today when we record.
Yeah, but Woody thinks it sounds great,
yeah,
so.
Exactly. You're good. Have you guys told the story about Jake Paul? Has that story been?
Yeah. The Jake Paul situation.
So do you think the audio issue is like maybe a placebo thing where if you tell him it's going to be good, he'll think it sounds good? Whereas
I didn't say anything. I was just hoping that he wouldn't notice the quality.
Billy, I have to be honest. I listened to that episode or that clip, and I did sound pretty good.
Yes, but...
No, I did.
No, like, it didn't sound terrible, but my fear in that is that now the assumption is every time we do it, we could do it that way, and it'll sound fine, and it's going to sound like absolute crap the next time we do it. So I was like, no, we're fine to do it this way, but let's figure it out for next time.
Should we try it again today,
though? No, that's exactly what I'm trying to tell you I don't want to do.
Why? Throw the dice.
Yeah, I mean. Roll the dice.
No, shut up. You're not helping.
Tony's an enabler.
No, I'm not an enabler.
You really are.
Mikey, he'll figure it out.
What do you mean Mikey A will figure it out?
He
wasn't even there last week.
We need to figure Mikey A's audio. I don't know.
Let's make it as worse as possible to see what we can get. No, I want to see how far we can take it to get it past Chris Whittingham.
What? But
oh my God.
You're intentionally tanking.
I'm sabotaging my
show. That's incredible.
Yeah, who cares?
You should keep doing it and then have like the big setup be that you interview like Aaron Rodgers or something and have just unlistenable audio and no one can make out what anyone's saying.
Is just on my end?
It's a joke for the four of us and everyone listening right now.
Exactly, just for the closet.
Let's do it.
So you're going to do it with Matthew Berry today?
Yes. Yep. And Pat Fitzgerald. Whoops. What happened there? Pat Fitzgerald tomorrow.
already out.
Smitty, how do you feel about this with me and Pat Fitzgerald? I want to have him on the Northwestern head coach, not because I'm interested in his win over Nebraska.
Yeah, because they're not going to win that many games this year.
My daughter's going to arrive at that campus in less than 2 weeks, and I want to find the football player.
Hold on. Before you reveal this,
I think she'll like this idea.
Well, I'm not sure, but before you reveal this idea, let me ask you a question.
Pat Fitzgerald?
Knowing this is going to come out now.
Fitzy?
Do you just throw a bunch of names out there hoping that it's a yes, and then once you find the yes, it's like, why did I do that name?
Well, listen, my daughter's going to Northwestern, and there's only a handful of times in our life that we will want Pat on, okay? So I figure 1-0 after beating Nebraska, and they're the best team in the country, this is the time to have Pat on.
They were 3-9 last season. Right. Like, you can't hope for too much.
Right. Like, unless they beat Ohio State, Bill.
They might rebound. They might rebound. They might not, though.
They might not.
They were really good, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah, they were. I think they were in the Big Ten Championship.
They were. Yeah. 2 years ago.
So what's the angle, Stu?
It's not a good one.
So what I'm going to do is have him on and ask Pat, who's the football player on your team that will protect my daughter and make sure no guys date my daughter?
I don't like this.
Little NIL deal. What do you mean? Why?
Is your daughter, like, okay with this? Is she okay with
I have no idea. I didn't ask her. You think I run these things past her?
Bingo. If my dad did this, I'd be like, Dad, respectfully, back the f*** off.
Mm. But it is a good idea.
Market.
Well, she's saying the opposite.
I mean, it's very on your brand, yes.
Listen, I'm a dad.
Don't let me stop you. You can do whatever you want, Stugatz.
Well, not if you tell me it's a bad idea. I mean,
it's like a little, like, you know, protective father thing. It's a little played out. You know?
Let her grow.
Yeah, like
let her fly.
Trust your daughter. Have a conversation with her. Tell her that you trust her and that you have raised her to make good decisions, and she's on her own now.
Well, it's not her that I don't trust. It's college guys I don't trust.
Well,
is that fair?
No one should trust college guys.
Thank you.
What if Stugatz positions it as an NIL? As like a Secret Service type of situation, where it's like from afar, just in case there's like danger, there could be like a stepping in, like if someone came and like took like a swing for some reasons, like this person then tackles that person.
Dangerous situations.
Is that okay?
Is that okay?
I'm not sure if I'm following, to be honest.
It's like it's an extreme situation, like a Secret Service, where the person would have to like come in exactly.
Exactly. Like, what if he walks her home from a party because she has no one to walk home with? He's just always there for her. Is that
okay? I mean, I'm not sure.
Or
I
a think, car jumps I think a curb should... and this player then has to jump in front of the car.
Right.
Which I don't know that Pat Fitzgerald would agree to those circumstances.
That's fair.
That
it's up to the player, though. If I offer enough money, I mean.
What do you think is an acceptable amount for NIL?
Well, I think it depends on your value to. Are you asking in this particular case?
Sure. In this case.
I mean, it's my daughter.
What do you think the lowest NIL is that people are getting currently?
The lowest?
Yeah.
$100, $500.
Really? If I was a player, I think I'd take any NIL.
You would,
right?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
I feel like it ranges. There's probably a range from like $100 to like $500,000. I don't know.
Anything.
Like sign something, right? Isn't that part of NIL?
Is that an NIL deal? You're signing something for $100.
You're using your name, image, and likeness. That's kind of what like the thought process was at first.
I imagine Arch Manning got probably the greatest NIL deal ever, right?
Yeah, no, but this is the opposite. What's the worst?
We're talking about the worst.
No, I know, but I'm just trying to think how high it could be. Like, I'm imagining a day where Texas offers more money than the NFL rookie contract for Arch this day. Mm. The lowest, I don't know, $50.
Do you think that
I
we
mean,
could
do an appearance, could, you sign something, and that's it. See ya.
You want an NIL deal? Like, should we do an NIL deal for someone, for something?
The company?
Like Metalark?
Like us.
Or the Levitard Show?
No,
us
just
four?
Us. Yeah, like us four.
Closet?
Yeah.
Ooh, what would we well, make it?
Here. I mean, you guys want to pitch in and find a guy that will protect my daughter.
Well,
then.
But no, that's
why don't
not,
we just,
not
why don't we just pay Stugatz's daughter?
Yeah. She's a, well, I'm shocked she's a college that athlete. Has not come up yet where you're getting.
Oh, it will.
80-20 your way.
90-10 my way. You kidding me?
Are you going to be an NIL agent for your daughter?
I'm thinking about
it's
it.
It's a good revenue stream. You could do the whole team. Probably.
I should do the whole team. The whole university. Yeah. The whole Big Ten.
Wow.
How about that?
That seems
excessive.
Like a lot on your part.
Why?
The whole Big Ten?
Yeah.
All women's lacrosse or every sport?
I think all women's lacrosse.
Okay, oh, maybe. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good lane to carve out.
It's a great lane, right?
Yeah.
Let's do a lot
Why
of
not?
NFL guys in that.
I know, but it's a great lane because no one's looking after those teams. and those athletes and maximizing their dollars.
Stugatz is in it for altruistic reasons, obviously.
I'm going to do this.
You're not.
You're right.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.